Hot dude churches rule.
They're so weird.
They kind of rule.
You see those, like, Justin Bieber goes to them and shit?
Yeah, dude. You wear, like, leather.
Hot dudes.
You wear, like, leather bracelets and, like, a V-neck. No!
Yeah, you're jacked and gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. All right, the noise was a joke. Run the tapes back. The noise was a joke.
V-neck. No! Oh,
fuck! I'm a lone wolf, dude.
I'm sorry,
I never got influenced by other men.
I'm a little more of a lone wolf.
I can't even imagine being influenced by other men growing up.
True.
I just became my own man.
Yeah, guided by your older sisters, dude.
Yeah, boys.
I want to wish it on my worst enemy.
What's that?
Holy sisters. You gotta have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros. I didn't just, you know, I didn't get to just I had to stay on the team. I had to stay with the bros. You know what I mean?
You were playing football like your life depended on it.
I was,
the bro shit depended
absolutely.
On it.
If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True.
You were the captain of the SS bro.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
That's when you're a team captain. Now, something like that, I'll be honest, something like that drives me up a fucking wall. You're going
to go this close to my hand.
This close.
Now,
right under.
Look, damn,
oh,
dude.
That was a DMT snake, dude. Oh my god,
that was Quetzalcoatl just whoop, right under you. Fuck him.
Trying to put me in Juice World. Trying to put me into Juice World.
Oh my god, I didn't see that.
I got a million
either.
Tricks on
How
my sleeve,
you?
Shane.
We should pause and let me react to my reaction of that and come back.
If you guys don't want to do this, we cannot do this. I don't care. I got better. I have so much going on.
You attacked my family.
You guys, family, dude. I hope there's a fire and you're all in it.
I'd get out first.
Yeah, we'd obviously all escape and save
Who
my
would
mom.
Get out?
I just held my breath for a minute and 30 seconds the other day.
Dude, why? I held my breath for 2 minutes and 18
so
seconds.
So hard.
Why are you guys holding your breath?
I don't know. I was
Wim
just...
Hof. Dude, can we do
Fuck
a Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, dude.
Can we please do the Wim Hof?
6 o'clock in the morning, I want to shit my pants in an Uber on the way to the airport. I ate this spicy like pizza stuff. And I was like, before I left, I was like, I got to shit. And I'm like, I'll be fine. I get in the Uber and it was so bad. I had to sit like this. I was sitting sideways, dude. And I was just
sideways.
Dude, and I was like, I'm not farting in this Uber. And I was getting the cramps were so bad.
I'm not farting in this Uber.
I had to put
my foot down.
I had to let it out. And I was like waiting to have it smell. I was going to apologize to the lady that, yo, I'm so sorry. I'm going to shit my pants. So then it was dude, it was so bad. I was flying out of Terminal D. We pulled up near A and I'm like, you can let me out at A. And she was like, what? And I looked into A and it looked like there was no lights on. I was like, actually, is that where they do pre-check? No, I don't think so. I'll go to D. Dude, go to D, run into the bathroom. It was like before the security. So there's no toilet paper. It was so bad that I go, no toilet paper. I went, I don't have time to look for anywhere else. Shat. And I was like, I'll just grab this.
Shat.
I'll grab a seat covering or something. And then I remember, I go, holy fuck, Brittany put Kleenex. We had like an argument. Dude. She put like packets of Kleenex in my bag and I was like, the fuck am I going to do with these? I don't use these fucking things. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Took the Kleenex out, wiped my ass.
Kleenex wipes nice.
It was, dude, I'm telling you, I'll never stop talking about my aunt's turd. My cousin, my cousin brought me upstairs.
You witnessed it.
It was just a regular, you know, like when you were a kid, you had no agenda on the day at all.
Yeah.
I just walk into my cousin's house. I'm like, yeah, maybe there you have like good cereal. Open up the thing. My cousin's like, dude, come here.
You got to see my mom's
come
shit.
Come here, dude. And it's brought me upstairs. So like, it was a pale brown. That was the first pale, almost clay. The color of this couch. It was
a white whale. You've been looking for it ever since. You're Captain Ahab. You got to find another one.
It was the color of this very couch, dude.
This might be it.
It was clay.
Upholstered it.
It was like a red clay of the earth.
It was split in half like the Titanic.
I think it was shipwrecked.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, it was like kerneled nicely. It had a nice like pine cone cluster to it. Nothing,
oh my God.
Nothing crazy. Not like a corn cob, but like.
But it was ribbed like on the way out. She felt it. She felt that thing.
It was rung like a tree. It was like tree rings, dude. It was.
You can see how old it was.
It was an old growth, dude.
It was just 3 hours old. It's been.
I told my cousin to cut it in half so I get the age on it. I'm like, right here is World War II.
Oh, this- fuck, dude. Stop. Showing somebody your mom's turd. It's so fucking funny. Be like, dude, you got to see my mom's shit.
The fact that he had eyes on it. He had put eyes on it.
And saved it. Did he know you were coming, or was he just like, I can't wait till someone comes over?
I was coming. He put eyes on it, then he preserved it, dude. He was like a historical committee. You cannot flush his turd.
He was in there.
Today, my mother had oatmeal for breakfast.
Holy fuck, dude.
Oh my. Yeah, it's the same cousin that we used to play Sniff the John, where it was like, he would take a dump and make me and my younger cousin. He's like, I want to see how close you can get to that and sniff it. We'd have to get like inches from a turd and go.
Oh, great. Hey. All right.
Oh, all right. Uh-oh. Here we go. Hey, we're podcasting, man.
We'll be right there.
We're in a good place right now, dude. Come on, dude. We're podcasting for real.
You motherfucker.
What?
It's like when the Raptors found out how to open the doors. It was just a funny joke.
Hang tight. You can play a game. Wait till we cast. You can blaze. All right, later. Love you, babe. Love you so much. She's just off her period right now. It's gonna be so sick tonight. Dude, this cracked me up the other day. We were at home and she was washing Maya and Chloe's hair. She was washing Chloe's hair, or maybe Maya's. Chloe wanted to watch TV and she was like, "I want to watch Gabby's Dollhouse." And she clapped with every word. And I was like, "Dude, you see that?" To Brittany, and Brittany's like, "Yeah, she's black." And Chloe looked at Brittany and went, "I'm not black. You're black."
What's
happening?
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm just setting it out, dude, ceremoniously. It's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. This is my stuff. This is what I ball out.
What
on.
Is this?
High spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. Seat on the insignia. Rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite characters. This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
I'm not.
Why are you doing this to me, man? I was just...
How are you talking about I'm doing this to you? And I'm glad
you're doing
things
this on
have been
purpose,
great. Things
dude.
Have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What, cop the
trying
flute?
To sabotage our lives.
How?
Dude. Getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's an inlet. This is a pentatonic minor scale. So
can
every,
I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Let me. Here.
Get a spit out.
Get a spit out of that. Dude, hold
wow.
that thing. Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man.
That thing's
is
nice,
a
man.
Beautiful piece here, the leather.
Dude, I'm dead.
We had a German girl. Yeah, we called her German Scheiße, which is just German shit. We would just call her the German Scheiße.
Was this in college or high school?
This is high school, and I took a speech class with her.
You called her the Scheiße?
Yeah, we called her German Scheiße.
What did she say? Was she just like...
I don't know. She was hot, too.
I bet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, back.
But we had to... I had speech class with her, and it was the funniest...
Oh, like
because yeah, public speaking class. So you just had to give speeches.
Saying, yeah,
she would just go up and she couldn't speak English. And
she didn't rouse the masses.
I thought it. Yeah, she was like. anytime she spoke, I would be howling loud.
Oh God!
I would just see her trying to read a paper, and I'd be like, "This is the funniest thing of all time." Yeah,
Oh God! How was your public speech class?
It was very, very fun.
What'd you speak on?
Just he was the teacher. He was the drama teacher, so he was gay.
Yeah,
maybe,
probably. Definitely, probably.
Off the record, my dad got fucked up because they went to the same bar and called him a fudgebacker. You guys, you fucking fudgebacker.
That is off the record. You have
off
to
the record. Off the record. Fudgepacker is.
Oh my God.
Fucking wild, dude. That was a long time ago.
What'd he say? Was he like, ha ha?
I think he did with that Asian guy in the video, dude. Just duck tail. Front kicked Phil and then ran.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he would just give us topics. And my one friend Wes was one of the biggest dickheads possible. He'd never prepare for a speech. He'd be like, I can come up with this on my own. Oh. His argument was like, the drinking age, obviously, that was his speech. He was like, we should lower the drinking age.
Yeah, you can rip that.
His speech, he was just him up there yelling because he was very funny. He was like, you tell me I can buy a gun, but I can't have a couple of beers? that was his full 5-minute speech. I can go to war, but I can't have a couple of cold beers. I'm not gonna take it anymore. Like, shit like that. I've had it up to here. He was good though. The drama teacher liked it because he was so fucking flamboyant.
God damn it, dude. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Fucking around in high school for classes when you realized they didn't matter was so fucking fun.
It was awesome.
Dude, we got to do a presentation every year, a PowerPoint, but this one teacher was like, whatever you want to present on. It was like, no doubt.
It's yeah, public urination. I promise you, I'm not going to fuck urination. This up.
I just took pictures of dudes peeing on walls. I was like, this should be legal. This is ridiculous. You can't pee wherever you want. I'm like, my next slide is peeing on another thing. He's like, this is
another example of something that should be legal.
Like, if you think about it, like, you can't pee outside against a wall. You can pee inside a building, but you can't pee on the wall. Next slide. Like, this guy's peeing in Germany. It's just like whatever thing. He's peeing on this bridge. It's a graffiti wall. It's like, yeah, you should be totally able to do that. And the guy was like, all right, that's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Stop
it. Thank you, Mr. McCusker. Sit down. The next presentation. Pooping in lawns. Up next, we have Clark with... I've been very pumped on Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Since last night.
What, so they've started to speak. Yeah, it's the fourth one. We don't know what they're up to.
I think the fourth one is
they speak like fluently in the fourth one, yeah, according to the trailer, which is so cool. I think they keep saying it's a beautiful day to be alive or something. Yeah,
what's their diction? Time. Is it like it is a beautiful day, or is it, sort of, do they give them English accents?
No, they're just tough guys.
They're badass tough guys.
So fucking sick.
Jeez, yes, man.
The fourth one's gonna be all girl apes.
If they take this from me. If they take Planet of the Apes from me,
it's gonna be a girl ape being like, "My pussy is so powerful. Hail my pussy!" And Cornelius be like, "Listen to her.
Yeah.
We've been mean to them for too long. The human species have totally flopped with their women." It'll definitely be that. There's no way.
You're probably right.
There's no way they're not gonna take Planet.
If they take this from, if they take Planet of the Apes from me, I say, "Get your hands off me."
Yeah, you're going to have to go, no!
You damn dirty liberals. Blue lives.
Putting down the strips on the rubble.
Trump's a pussy. Phil.
They put the rubble strips?
Phil, Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
People rushed the dude, and you know, everyone, Dorian fucking came, jumped in on it.
Did anyone get a sock on it? Did anyone punch
that
guy?
That's what I said. I figured some people would be...
Well, people were holding him. You gotta give him a little butt belly. A little bit. I'd like to kill you.
Yeah, you're a little fucking... I mean, I know 100% I would... If I had that opportunity, I would punch that guy just because. Just because. I would just be like, I don't ever get to punch someone as hard as I can in the ribs. I need to do this right. I would absolutely punch him at least 3 times as hard as I can. Just like, I have no emotional investment in the person or whatever. But if I was in that situation, it would have been...
I went through a phase where I was doing that in college to anybody that was taking a... what the fuck was it called? A keg stand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Anybody that was getting keg stand, I would get under and punch him in the stomach. This one dude, I remember I was at Pitt. I was at my friend's frat.
Oh.
And they were doing a keg stand, and the dude doing it, and I just socked him in the dick like 3 times. And his legs, but people were holding him. He was trying to like curl up. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Someone fucking is hitting me. And I left. It's so funny. Yeah, next time you see someone doing a keg stand, definitely punch him in the balls.
Oh, fuck.
Punch him in the belly.
Oh, punching the belly and the balls on a keg stand.
Well, because they try to curl up, but people are like holding their legs as hard as they can. They're getting restrained.
It's also, too, it's funny because you're just life of the party.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, it's my time. Let's go. And you're like, my nuts.
Someone's punching me in the dick.
Let go of my legs.
Yeah, what's the record? 35 seconds? Watch this. Oh, fuck.
We should go to a college party.
Please.
And just punch somebody in the dick.
Any college listeners, let us come to your party.
Let us come to your party and punch somebody in the dick.
I promise not to be a sexual predator.
It was just
dude, I'm fucking told them, don't come down anymore.
The cold activation on the Coors Light's like pulsing blue, and he's like,
oh, get the headset on and playing Call of Duty with like Wood and Del Collins.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dudes.
Well, look out, Del Collins. There's someone behind you. He's facing the window. He's like, oh, fuck, dude. Oh my god. Yo, we gotta get Beezer off the Changa, dude. His Call of Duty rankings probably plummeted.
And I said, Shane, it would have done you well to spend one extra week at West Point.
Damn, that's a big time slam.
It crushed was.
Him. Crushed him.
It was. That would have doubled his time.
Speechless. Was he speechless?
He was done.
Oh god.
He what was he done.
How much did you drink?
Very little.
Very little. Dude, I pushed like a tree branch out of my ass on the fifth day. I was just like, ah!
McKeever has one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, McKeever was on painkillers from something, and he had to go to the hospital.
For his
my
turd?
Stomach is fucked up. Something's wrong.
No.
And they did like a fucking sonogram on a football on his butt. he had to dump out in front of like a hot nurse. He had to go to the bathroom. He said it looked like a bundle of oranges.
Oh,
it
no.
Was just like,
oh.
He just dropped cannonballs in front of
dropping
this lady.
The football is tough, dude.
Fumble roosie.
Dude, I've had the pigskin a couple times, dude. It's you get the football shaped dump, it rips your butt. You spot.
Dude, it's so
you bleed,
good,
dude.
It's worth
it's
it.
It's so good.
It's
dude.
Well worth the pain, dude. The pleasure far outweighs the pain.
It sucks our modern technology. I love, like, women give birth. I love to drop a football in a field. Just fucking squat and go back out to collecting nuts, dude. Oh,
if
dude.
You knew you had a football, dropping it outside would be so fucking funny, dude. Just putting it on a sidewalk. So people would be like, oh my, what the fuck was that? Who did this?
Have you tasted a football recently? Like a football turd, like a fully.
I'm trying to think. I mean.
The first one I saw one was in high school. A guy dropped a football in our janitor had to come and break it up with a fucking stick. It was the funniest thing in the world.
School janitor is the fucking gig, dude.
Oh, it was the best.
That's a gig.
Dude, it's our dude would smoke weed.
Wood chips on puke.
Oh.
Just elementary school kids just puking and shitting and pissing all day.
Yeah, it's.
And you're just some drunk.
Yeah.
That's like, fuck.
Ew, it's disgusting.
The wood chips out. These kids are throwing up.
Oh,
but yeah,
they're like security guards for construction. They just like look at a toilet and they're like, we're gonna call a contractor. They just call it. So you call the police. You're like, yeah, we definitely need
the guy to come in.
Yeah, they do. They clean up like puke and turds, and then like,
yeah,
mop up
all day.
It's a sick fucking gig.
Mopping is the finest gig.
Mopping's so
when the kids finally
fun.
Leave, all the fucking
oh,
all those little punks get out of there.
Vacuum
couple of them
up.
Call you losers. The bad kids are like, nice job, you fucking janitor. Although that's the vicious circle. Those were the janitors
true.
Become, you know, the bad kids become the janitor.
Yeah.
And then the janitor has kids, and he's an alcoholic, and he just has bad kids.
Yep. That is
it's the same
cycle.
Family. I bet you, like,
yeah.
You know how you can, like, cite every president goes all the way back to the same, like, king?
Yep.
I bet every janitor's kids come from one janitor.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's like the House of Atreus, dude.
It really is. My dad and his boys are skis.
Are they? Yeah.
Absolute
big time,
skis.
Dude.
They go to the men's club. They go to the Elks, get fucking bombed.
Yep.
Yo, I went to bingo at the Elks
How
this
was
weekend.
It?
Sat down, won on my first card.
What?
Yelled out, it's a bingo.
Did you?
Yeah, the geezers were none too pleased. I was flashy.
What?
Yeah, people, dude, I've never, I go there sometimes, bingo at the Elks rules.
Yeah.
If you win, everyone hates you.
Oh, I bet.
As soon as you win, people are like, oh. So funny. But
how much did you win?
I won $100.
Woo!
Gave it to the squad right away. I was like, put it on, pay for the pilsners, for the table, bro.
That's what's so respectable. That's bet you spiked the ball in the end zone.
Oh yeah,
and that's like
got the money. Made sure everybody saw it.
He probably hated that even more, dude.
Phil hates to see me win.
Really?
And I understand. I'm a dickhead. I'm like, look, it skips a generation. I have the championship gene. And Phil's like, oh, okay. Like, it happens. I don't know why. It skips a generation.
So he saw you stun on the 100.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So was it 100 every time someone won?
Yeah. And then the final, that's 10.
What was the buy-in?
10 or 20. And you get a stack of 10 cards. Damn, and then dude, there's 10 games. And then there's the blackout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what blackout is?
Uh-oh.
It's where you got to get every single one. And that's the big money. That was 500.
What?
And it was great because I was like, I was one away. Oh. And I was like, dude, please let me get this. And then the lady behind me was like, bingo. And I was like, fuck. And then I turned around. It was like a lady with her two children. And she like kissed her kid. It was like, ugh. And I was like, oh, fuck. Glad she won. I would have felt like a dick. I would have won and be like, oh, it's a bingo. Some lady's like relying on it for groceries.
My mom used to lay on the couch and I would just sit on her when I was little. That's like, yeah. She would watch TV and I would just fucking sit on my mom while she watched TV and I would just watch TV.
I used to, I laid on Phil watching football.
That's pretty sick.
Too late, like late. Like I was big.
Yeah.
And I was a big fucking kid. Yeah. I was huge, dude. I was laying on, I was like 5'8", laying on him. It was like two adult men just laying on each other watching football. He was probably buzzed as hell, too. He was probably fucked up, dude. He was probably shit-faced. I remember the thing I remember the most is just my head would be on his stomach, and it was just constantly like, like even as a kid, I was like, that's crazy. Something's wrong. Dad called my mom a dumbass this fucking last night.
Really?
Yeah. Something about taking out the trash. He was like, Phil, you have to take the trash out. He's like, I'm doing it right now, you dumbass. He closed the garage door and I was like, oh, mom, you're going to. And she's like, this is how he talks all the time. And I got to go. And then he comes in. I'm like, Dad, what did you just call mom? He's like, Shane, you're a little fuck. You're like a little fucking girl. All I do is fuck with him. When I'm home, I fuck with him start to finish, dude. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing today? He's like, I gotta do a couple of things. Kind of sign the book. I'm like, you signing the book again?
Oh,
gotta go to the fucking men's club again, Dad?
Sign the book.
He's like, what? Shane, shut up. And I'll be like, well, how are you getting there? And he's like, I'm driving.
Like, what?
I go, well, how are you gonna get back then? I just force him into admitting he drinks and drives every day.
I never played Mario 64.
It's like the best one.
Yeah, I hear. But that's one of the only ones I never played. I have the new one, or the newest one.
What you got? You have
the newest. Well, Mario Kart?
Mario Kart 8. It's from like, it's a few years old at this point.
Yeah.
And then I have the Game Boy Advance Mario Kart, which is really
good.
You
got good. A GBA?
I have several GBAs.
What?
I have
this
three.
This is crazy.
I have three GBAs.
Where do you play them?
I have 40 plus systems in my house.
You do look like an adult Pokemon trainer. Really?
You look like a little Pokemon, dude.
A Snorlax, if you will.
You game hard.
Nah, a little fat Pikachu.
Took almost everything in me to not open the fucking trash bag and eat all the
food. Dude, what was their excuse?
I don't know. I've seen plenty of black men eat half a meatball sandwich and take that thing back home.
Yeah. Yeah, save it for later.
Respect. I say that respectfully. I've seen that happen many times, dude. You work construction.
Yeah, black guys typically have half a hoagie on them. At any given moment.
I'd see so many dudes when I was in the labor union, when I'd work for my dad, they would like eat half a meatball sandwich and just chuck it in their pocket. And they were like, oh, my wife's going to love this sandwich, dude. They would just bring it home. They'd have like a fucking hot meatball on them and a fucking half a hoagie all day long.
Yeah.
Just in the back, just fucking wrapped up and just be like chiseling concrete. I'm like, damn, my wife's going to love this. And that's happened enough for me. I can say that with respect. Yeah. Like, that's, you know.
And once you pick up on that, you'll notice it. Like, yeah. You'll see if you pick up, because a lot of people, you don't realize it, but if you're just walking down the street, you'll see a black guy drop a sandwich almost every day. They'll come out, I'd be like, ah, shit. I'm going to have to pick up a wrapped up Subway sub.
They stay with one half hoggy on them at all times.
Yeah, where do they store it?
Yeah,
in a plastic shopping bag.
They have
a ton of
pockets.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Plastic shopping bag.
That's why they always wear baggy clothes to accommodate their hoagies.
Yeah. So, yeah, they stay strapped with that witch, dude. They got that witch on them at all times, dude.
It's dangerous.
So that would have been respectful. You guys could have fucking pocketed your sandwiches.
And that's why they're always so ornery. Ornery. Because they know that they have fragile stuff on their persons. So true. If you like bump into them accidentally, yep, like, you almost cost me a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, if you step on their shoes, like, yo, you almost crushed my sub, bro.
That's why they keep randomly knocking out people in New York. You get too close to the sandwich. I watched an Asian lady get popped on the face today.
Oh, dude, you get a hit. You see one of them get hit, they can pick up their bros, like, you're bleeding through. It's just the marinara sauce coming through the chipotle. Dude, you gotta cut
deli paper rip.
Yeah, dude, if I get hit by a car, you gotta cut the jeans off and get to the sandwich. That's an Italian. I got an Italian sub. You know how many Italian subs save their lives, dude?
Think of a guy in an ER and some nurse, like, he's unconscious. She's like cutting it. She's cutting it into bread. Like, what the fuck?
That's why the cops are always pulling him over. Just trying to,
oh, what?
Trying to commandeer. I knew I was going to get off the sub. Yeah, they want a free sub. They're going to confiscate the sub.
Let me pat you down. They're fucking, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
What's this?
That's all cops eat are commandeered hoggies. Yeah, they love it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're 100% right.
Take this back to the station, test it.
Yeah, they take the hoagie and they're like, legit.
That's the battle between who loves hoagies more, dude. Cops or old black dudes.
It's like, he's a hunk. You know what I mean? You know how I'm saying he's a hunk?
Yeah. What did he just say?
Oh, he's got headphones. Oh, he is listening. Okay. He is listening. Okay. Sometimes he looks like a bit of a goat. Like, he's got wide, weird eyes.
He has bedroom eyes. Girls like that.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a good. I think he's a good looking guy. Him and Bobby were both good.
He's
looking
got me
dudes.
Beat for sure. But
yeah, well, you beat. I don't know. You're a decent looking guy. You're a nice looking guy.
Oh, let me see him.
You're not handsome the way Kennedy was. I mean, that's face. That's a handsome man with that head of hair is unbelievable.
With that what of hair?
That head of hair.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
No, because somebody shot the back of it.
Who did though?
A lot of people.
Yeah, you think?
Like six guys.
I think a lot of guys shot him in the head.
So many, they dug so many.
I think there are like four people that shot him.
Somebody with a paperclip. Yeah. Fucking.
Wait,
everybody.
Do you have any opinions on that? Do you think it was? Do you believe it was the lone gunman, Lee Harvey?
I think you can take any event in human history and find an alternate version of it if you dig and dig and dig. And I think a presidential assassination is just so interesting.
Yeah.
That. So I don't have an opinion. I mean, I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
There are some
weird.
Think
about and to read about.
It's fun to look into.
Of course.
Because it seems.
The culture of it is like the greatest.
It seems kind of like something was up.
Yeah.
Was it because was he trying to end Vietnam? Or no, it had just kind of kicked off.
There's also the civil rights and all that stuff. He was ramming that down the throats of some guys. And, you know, I mean,
they offered him a false flag in Cuba and he was like, no.
Right. I mean, it's crazy.
There's a lot
what he did, what he fought against the states. You know, like, what's his name? The guy at the college with the black kids coming in.
Yeah.
Standing there going, you're not coming in here.
Yeah.
There's a great documentary that everybody should watch that's about Robert Kennedy, who was he made his own brother the fucking attorney general, which is insane, and who was like 20, but he made him attorney general. And at the time, what's his name was fucking FBI, the guy
Hoover,
J. Edgar Hoover was the head of the FBI, and he had to work under this kid Kennedy. And that was a lot of the tension in the country was about that. But anyway,
history hasn't been too kind to J. Edgar.
No, it hasn't.
Because he was gay.
Well, he was a cross-dresser.
That's why people don't like him.
Some people, I don't know which version of this kind of thing he was, but he wore clothes of a woman Lee Nature.
It's all gay to me.
I don't know that he had sex with men, but he wore women's clothes. Yeah. Two different things. I don't know.
He dressed up like ladies, and then he would try to blackmail like MLK.
Yeah.
he would write a blackmail.
He'd be like dressed in a woman's dress yeah. with lipstick.
He'd be like, I know what he's saying. Smells.
I know what you've been up to, MLK.
You ever see that letter they wrote him? They wrote the FBI sent Martin Luther King a letter that was like, you should fucking kill yourself.
Really?
We're going to out you if you don't kill yourself in the next 30 days.
Were they just trying to hurt his feelings?
No, they were trying to kill him.
It's just like in shitty text.
It's in typewriter. Like, they sent him a letter. I think
Dear think Martin.
Loretta Scott opened it.
Wow.
And
Coretta Scott.
Coretta.
Coretta Scott.
Coretta.